Text numéro 21. China considers ending one-child policy. China could scrap its one-child policy, a senior family planning official said today, acknowledging concerns about its effects in creating an aging society and gender gap. The controversial rules, which restrict most urban families to a single child and rural households to two,were introduced in the 1970s in a bid to bring the country's vast population, the world's largest, from soaring out of control and outstripping limited resources. But today, the Vice Minister of the National Population and Family Planning Commission said officials were carrying out detailed examination of the environmental, social and other implications of changing the law. We want to have a transition from control to a slowdown incrementally. The attitude is to do the studies, to consider it responsibly. Although the population has yet to peak, it is expected to rise from 1.3 billion now to 1.5 billion in 2033, the birth rate has dropped below the replacement rate of 2.1. Rising prosperity in recent years has also helped to change attitudes.Zhao said 60% of young women now say they want a maximum of two children. Concessions already exist, allowing people in their second marriage to have another baby if their spouse has none, and permitting couples without any siblings to have two children. But officials are nervous of announcing potential changes in the rules, lest people preempt them.Discussions about relaxations of the law in 1983 are believed to have led to the birth of an extra 30 million babies that year. The long-standing cultural preference for boys raises a problem, and in future, the use of ultrasound to predict the sex of a child and terminate female fetuses could become a big issue for China. It already has 118 male births,for every 100 female, way above the global normal ratio of between 103 and 107 boys for every 100 girls. The government is rolling out a scheme to encourage families to value girls by introducing special social and economic benefits for them. The enforcement system is far less punitive than in the 80s and early 90s, but families that exceed the official limits face fines,or compensation fees. These can be punitive for poorer families, which can face the confiscation of property if they fail to pay, but almost insignificant for the wealthy. That has spawned resentment that a good income can even affect a household's ability to have children. The Commission also said that in a case that became an international cause célèbre, two officials had been detained for 3 to 6 months,and one official sacked, after women in Shandong province were forced to have abortions and sterilizations. According to some reports, up to 7,000 women were affected. Adapted from The Guardian, February 2008.